Scripture lesson this morning is Matthew chapter 25. The scripture really that was read in the responsive reading, beginning at verse number 14. Matthew 25, beginning at verse 14. Should be on the screen. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. And every man according to his own ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traveled with the same and made them another 5 talents. And likewise, he that received 2, he also gained 2. But he that received 1 went and dig in the earth and hid it, and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought another 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many. Enter into the kingdom. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou delivered it unto me 2 talents. Behold, I've gained 2 others. His Lord said, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou have been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed, and I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou had that is thine. And the Lord answered and said, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanger, and then at my coming I should have received mine own usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which had 10 talents. Amen. 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 Investing in the kingdom. Investing in the kingdom. This is a story of 3 men. 3 men and an owner of a business, let's say. Or you could say it's about God and 3 men. God owns everything. God gives all of the gifts that we each have. You're a singer. You're a poet. You're a preacher. You're an artist. Whatever it is that you do. You're a teacher. You're a business person. God gave you your gift. And in this particular text, the Bible says that for the kingdom is heaven. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling in a far country. He's on his way somewhere and he calls all of his servants together and gives one of the persons 5 talents, another 2 talents, and another 1. Notice that he gives everybody a gift. Some have more gifts than others, but everybody has a gift. And the 5 talents and the 2 talents, they invest the gifts. This sermon reminds me a few years ago when the economy fell short and we all lost thousands, and I think I lost $75,000 in my pension fund, and I got nervous. And I went to my financial advisor and I said, I'm taking it all out. He said, no, I recommend you don't do that, Rev. You know, because I've been talking to him for a while. When it started going down, I started talking. I said, do you think I should take it out? No. And then finally I said, I'm taking it out. And he said, I wouldn't do that, I wouldn't do that, and I wouldn't do that. And I didn't take it all out, thankful to him, because I was going to take it all out, but because I listened to him, I didn't take it all out. And he was right, I should have left it in. He was right, I should have left. And some of y'all sitting out there, you know, you took it out too. But the problem is usually we wait too long to take it out, and you wait so long, and then when you take it out, you've lost thousands. And then look at somebody say, the market usually comes back. But it does take some time. And we usually get nervous. And that's just the way the story is. The story is really about three guys that the Lord gives them their talents and their gifts and their investments. And the Lord goes away, the owner goes away, and he doesn't give them any instructions. He just gives them talents. And he goes away and he leaves it to them to do what they will with his talents. It's talking about us. He gives us all talents. And he goes away and he wants to know what you're going to do with what I gave you. And some of us invest our talents back in the kingdom, and some of us sit on our talents. I'm talking to somebody. There's some folk in here who could be up here in this choir. There's some folk who could be doing a whole lot of things. I need some people on the Logan Family Life Center board. Want to change some things on the Logan Family. I need some more people on the trustee board. Where are you? Lord gives us all talents, and the Lord goes away, and he leaves us with our creativity, and he asks us, what are you going to do with them? And sometimes the reason we don't do anything with our talents sometimes is we're too busy looking at the talents of somebody else. They got five talents. They got two talents. I only got one talent. And if I could do everything they could do, I'd do something. If I was as gifted as they are, I would do something. But I'm not as gifted. Lord, I'm kind of mad at you. Why didn't you give me more than one talent? And he said, well, I gave you only one because that's all you could handle. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not even sure you could handle that. You're not doing anything with the one I gave you. But if you will invest the one I gave you, I'll multiply. I'll multiply your talents. This particular text, read that count from verse 14 down to verse 30. The guy who had five talents, we don't know what he did with it, but we know that he used them. I have a feeling that the Lord is more pleased in us investing our talents, even if we lose. What my advisor was trying to tell me is that if you sit out the market sometimes, you will miss your opportunity to buy low. When the market goes down, is what he's trying to tell me. You got to buy low. And then, because what usually happens, we buy high and sell low. Y'all understanding what I'm talking about? So in this particular text, these three investors, these three talented persons, one of them, the one who had one talent, and this is a problem of poor people. This is a real problem that poor people have. Many of us who are poor, we have this problem. And if we could get over this problem, we'd probably be all right. And this guy who had the one talent, I believe, in fact, he says, I was afraid to invest it. I was afraid that if I invested what you gave me, I would lose it. I was afraid because I know you're a tough guy. And if I invested your money and I lost it, I know that you would be angry. I think God would say, I would rather for you to invest it and lose than to sit on it and bury it. This poor guy, this one with the one talent, his number one problem was low self-esteem. He thought like a poor person. He thought like he could never match what somebody else could do. He thought he had a low self-esteem. He He had, not only was he poor, he had poverty in his spirit. Look at somebody and say, I might be poor, but I ain't poor in spirit. The worst thing in the world is when you are poor in spirit, when you're poor in your mind. When you think that you're supposed to be poor. When you think that when a rich person comes in, you got to bow down and kiss his ring. Look at somebody and say, you messed up. I don't care how much money you got. I figure when I put on my nice suit, I look as good as you do. I figure when I do shine my shoes. I figure to get all that. If I don't open my mouth and start talking stupid, you know, and I know I'm just as good as you. Now I might not have invested right. But this is a message for young people. Invest now. If all you got is $25 a month, invest now. Don't wait around till you get 60 and start investing. Invest now. Are you here listening to me? And then don't take it out. Don't. For God's sake, listen to me, the mistake I made. When the market goes down, buy more. Yeah. Don't take it out. Are you hearing me? Because if you listen to me, one day when you get to be 60, you'll be a millionaire. Yes. And don't, you know, I know China is becoming China. I know China is on the rise, and I know all that. But America ain't going nowhere. It's a great nation now. It's going to be a great nation 10 years from now. It's going to be a great nation whether you get Social Security at 65 or 75. It's still going to be great. I want you to mark this sermon down if you're 30 and under and say, God, I should have listened to Pastor. I don't listen to him too often, but he went right. And it's right there in the Bible. It's right there. I'm not making it up. It's right here in Matthew 25. There were three guys. There were two rich guys, one poor guy. The rich guys, the rich will always be rich because they invest. The poor will be poor because we will dig it up and put it in the ground. The poor guy had this philosophy, probably, of spending everything that he had and saving nothing. This text talked about putting it in the ground. You can't take your money and put it under a mattress. I don't care what your grandmama said. Can't just put it in your bosom. Put it in a mattress. Doesn't help you too much. Here it is. He says, because one day, now notice the time. For a long time, nobody really knew the difference. For a long time, you know, the guy had five talents, you know, he just, as far as everybody knew, he had five talents. The guy who had two talents, just had two talents. A long time, nobody really knew the difference until it was time for the owner to come back and get an accounting. You know, you looking at me, you can't tell that I lost $75,000. It was paper money, you know. But, you know, when I lost the $75,000, I took it out. That means I got to work another 5 years. Yeah. Now, I'm telling you, I'm glad I got a job. Amen. And some of y'all, you know, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. You lost $100,000. And most of us, even though we lost it, if I hadn't taken it out, I probably wouldn't have got it all back yet. But I would have been better off than where I am right now. I know somebody sitting out there, what is he talking about, his financial stuff? Ain't nobody interested in his stuff. But it's in the text. It's in the text. I'm not making this up. It's in the text. I'm not just trying to tell you my business. It's in the text. If you want to help me, you can throw me a few thousand to help me cover. If you want to help me catch up, I ain't too proud. That'd be fine. You want me to shut up? Just come up here and start throwing some money. You know, you see it on TV where they come throwing money. We don't do that. But if you want to just help me out, just, I don't want you to just shut up. Here, 2,000. And I will hush in a heartbeat. This man, he says, what have you done with your gift? What have you done? Here's the real message. What have you done with what I gave you? This is what God is saying. Gave you some administrative abilities, allowed you to go to college to learn some counseling skills, given you resources, some financial resources. You got big bank accounts and got a good job, and you're stingy. I've given you so much. You've got. Now I'm really going to get right into your business. You got houses. You got houses here and houses there. And you got a will. And you say you love the church. And you say you love the Lord. And you say you love the NAACP. And you say you love the Urban League. And you say you love these organizations that help our people. But you don't have not one of them in your will. And you have it, some of you don't even have a will. And the state is going to decide how and who gets what. And then some of you got people in your will that you don't like. And I'm not telling you not to give it to them, but I'm telling you, don't just throw your money away. If you believe in an organization, you ought to remember it. That's what white folk do. Not that we're trying to live like them. We're living to do the right thing. You go out to Bergen Community College. You go out to these universities. You go out to Ramapo College. You go out to Fairleigh Dickinson University. You're going to see these buildings named after whoever. That means that somebody gave $5 million to whatever, $10 million, so they can name a building. We ain't got too many buildings, but if you want a room named after you, give me 10. No problem. But I'm serious as I can be. Invested in the kingdom is invested in the future. And when you and I are going to die, and I'm telling you, I have Mount Olive Baptist Church in my will. I do. Because I love it. Now, Mount Olive is not getting everything. I have a wife. I have children. But I love Mount Olive Baptist Church, and I'm asking you to do the same thing. Because long after I'm gone, Mount Olive is going to be here, I pray. And long after you are gone, Mount Olive is going to be here. But not just Mount Olive, whatever you believe in. Whatever agency you believe in, leave some to your kids, yes. Leave some to your spouse, yes. But if you think this organization or that organization is doing something worthwhile, invest in the kingdom. Amen? Amen. Now I say that for those people who say, you know, Pastor, I ain't got no talent. I can't sing, I can't do this. You got money, invest. Here we go. Two guys, Jesus says, well done. I gave you 5 talents, you invested it, you come back, well done. Gave you 2 talents, you invested it, here's 2 more. The one person who had the poor mindset, who hid his talents, he took it away. You know, that text, it kind of bothers me. It kind of bothers me, to be honest. It's sort of saying, it sounds like Jesus is saying, poor folk, you don't know how to manage money, so I'm going to take it away from you and give it to rich folk. And that bothered me. especially because I'm poor. But I think the point is, if you're in here right now, you can change your thinking. You can change your mentality. And you can invest yourself. The greatest thing you and I have to invest is ourselves, our gifts and our talents. Long before you will give any money to the church or any money to Christ, you first got to give yourself to Christ. I can stand up here and preach until doomsday. Unless you believe in the church, you ain't going to give no money. You're not going to leave me, you know. And I hope we are past that generation, you know, because there used to be a generation, and I hope we are past it, when people would say, I just think it's terrible. The pastor's up there talking about, you know, putting the church in the will when I die. He just want me to die so I can get the money. You go die. I'm going to die. And somebody going to spend your money. And God gave you all of it, and he wants some of it, and it's my job to tell you. Now, if you haven't looked at your will lately, go look at it, please. I'm not asking you to put everything, but I unapologetically ask you to remember Mount Olive Baptist Church.